We are back on the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. He is an entrepreneur, a personal development enthusiast, and a golf coach with more than 400,000 subscribers on YouTube and Instagram for his golf lessons. We are going to visit with Eric Cagorno. Eric, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Ryan, thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on.
How's it going? How are things where you are?
Things are good, man. I'm down in South Florida for the winter time, so it's, you know, 80 and sunny pretty much every day this time of year. I think are you in the Chicago area?
Yeah, we're in Chicago and it's about 42 and rainy, but yesterday was nice. I mean, we had a nice day.
Yeah, take them when you can get them, right? But yeah, man, no, South Florida during the winter time is good. Life is good. Yeah, happy to be here with you.
I mean, are you down there for business? Is it the opportunity for year-round golf that Florida offers?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I obviously the past 15 years or so, I've been in the golf space and coaching golf. And I'm from Pennsylvania originally, a little bit outside of Philadelphia. Don't hold that against me, but that's where I was born and raised. So, as you know, in Chicago, the winter times can be a little bit difficult. And I'll tell you what, man, I did a road trip in 2019. And we were down here in Boca for like 2 weeks in January, and it was just like, you know, 80 and sunny and perfect. And I thought, gosh, I got to get down here for the winter. So yeah, we set up shop and we'll film our golf videos during the winter down here, which works out nice.
Now, yeah, tell me how you got started with your golf videos, and you have grown this exponentially over the years.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up playing different sports, baseball, basketball, football, golf, and fell in love with golf in high school, just from playing with my dad and his buddies on the weekend. And I got into teaching golf sort of accidentally. I was in college and thought I wanted to go work on Wall Street. And I was in school when 2008 was happening, the financial crisis. So
yeah,
that wasn't looking too good. And I needed a way to make money. And I was working at a golf course, picking balls in the range, you know, making minimum wage. And the guy that was teaching golf there made an offhand comment to me, just very kind of offhand, like, hey, that he just made $50 for a half hour lesson. And, you know, I was making what, $6 an hour, maybe working all day, bumpy range out there. It's hot. And, you know, something clicked in my brain. They're like, hey, you know, $50 sounds pretty good for a half hour. Why don't I learn how to teach golf? So it was very much just like, hey, I needed money, you know, how I got into the teaching. And from there, it turned into a passion from stinking at it, like you do in the beginning of anything, right? And wanting to get better. So I spent about 10 years trying to really get great at coaching. And after 10 years, Ryan, I felt like, hey, I feel pretty good at this. Like, I feel like I can share this with more people. Why don't we look at doing videos? So we started doing the YouTube in 2016-17, trying to share the love giving lessons, love one-on-one lessons, but when you can, you know, you can only help one person at a time. It's nice like this. Like you have a radio show, even you can talk to however many people at one time, you can scale it. So we decided we want to do that with YouTube in 2016-17, and this is year 8 of building that, and it's been a great ride.
There's no shortcut to building a brand to be seen, and you're seen as an expert in your field. Is it just consistent quality content?
I think so. I'd be curious what you think the answer is to that, Ryan. I mean, I think definitely consistency and showing up, right? Like we did 3 videos a week for 7 years without fail. I mean, you got to have some goods, just like, you know, for you to be able to host your show, you got to have some skills that you're building. Like,
sure.
I think it's a given, you know, I need to have some technical expertise to be able to teach golf. But from there, building the brand, I think the consistency of showing up, really paying attention every video and every show, like, okay, how did that one go? What did people like? What didn't they like? How could we improve? And just getting that compound interest of little tiny improvements, video after video. When you look at, I'm sure you had the same thing. Like you look at show 1, 2, 3, you know, 10 versus now, and you kind of laugh at how it used to be. What do you think the answer is to that?
Well, and I would say we do 240 shows a year. And so doing like 15 hours a week of content and seeing the show grow from the beginning, and to know that a large portion of my audience has been with me for 5 years, 6 years. And I think it's just coming on and being relatable and genuine. Is I've never tried, it's not an act. I've never tried to be, you know, a ha ha yuck yuck kind of guy. That we have fun, but we're honest and we have a strong connection.
Totally. And you know what, Ryan, it's nice at this point for us where you do have those people that have been there for that long and they trust you and they like you. And that's nice. It's nice to have and not have to rebuild that every day from day one.
Well, and I think if you're honest and you open up and your audience just, it's just something familiar and something comforting as well. And not saying you can't go out and do some surprises because we like to challenge ourselves and that's fun. But yeah, I'd say building a radio show is building a brand, and that brand is you.
Totally. Absolutely agree. Love it.
So when did you know that you were able to, that you had not necessarily a formula, but learning to teach golf? And I think golf more than any other sport, it's something people second guess themselves, is people have to be in the right headspace to do it. And, you know, I've tried to golf, my dad golfs, my brother, and so much of it, we kind of tend to talk ourselves out of it, which stops us from going forward and being successful.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You know, it's sort of, the game is beautifully simple while also endlessly complicated, you know, at the same time. The ball's not moving. It's just sitting there on the ground waiting for you.
Right.
I think that's part of the difficulty. There's so many moving parts. I think in the beginning of coaching and anything, as you learn the expertise, like if I was coaching hitting or baseball or any other sport, there's a technical expertise, but then you quickly learn, like, even if you know the technical expertise, you have to learn how to deliver that to people differently. Like, some people need a pat on the butt, go get them. Some people, they need to, you know, firm talking to. You got to learn how to communicate and deliver the message different per person. And so the longer that time went on, the more I learned that the communication was equally, if not more important than the technical expertise, and really the EQ, like learning how to talk to, you know, the people in front of you, deliver the same message multiple different ways, and be able to relate to the person. Like, a lot of times people will come in and get a golf lesson and they just, you know, went through a breakup or they got a big work thing going on. There's all kinds of stuff outside of golf that can affect how you play. And it's not always just the how you swing. So I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that that's equally as much, you know, what people need. And after a decade or so, felt good about sharing it. Now, the total flip side to that, Ryan, which I'm sure you can appreciate too, is, like, you know, like when someone wants to get in shape, let's say, for example, it's kind of simple. It's simple, not easy. It's like what you eat and how you work out. It's kind of pretty basic. But everyone's still, all of us, we want the pill. It's like, yeah, Eric, that's cool. Get it. Diet, workout. Great, great, great. But, like, what's the hack? What's the secret? You know, you get this a little quicker. So I also realized that that's what people are looking for online, and they're always going to look for that. And so once I realized, like, hey, why don't I just give them the pill or the thing they think they want, and then underneath that sort of tuck in the stuff they really need. And when we realized that, that's when our YouTube really started to gain a lot more traction.
And then each step along the way, as you've seen it grow, when did you know was the right time? Like, you started from one member of your team, you keep growing. How did you know each stage of the development, this is my goal for each step, and when to grow your team to help you, you know, keep achieving those goals?
Yeah, I mean, listen, trial and error for sure. I was super lucky to have a partner, Mary, to help me right away on day one. And our first year was tough. I mean, we did a year, three videos every week. I think we gained 700 subscribers, maybe after a year, you know, made no money. It took a long time to get the ball rolling. But once we got it rolling, and then I just always looked at it like, we're going to do as much as we can. And as soon as we hit the point where it feels a little bit like overwhelming what's going on, you know, let's bring someone else in on the team, to the point where, you know, I think we have maybe 15 people now total, including the coaches. I think one of the lessons I learned, Ryan, is if I could go back, I mean, I would have brought more people on sooner. You know, every time we hired someone or grow and expand the team, things have gotten exponentially better. I was scared. You know, you're scared in the beginning to do that or add someone on and take on responsibility. But if anything, I think would have done it sooner. And as we've started this personal development, you know, lessons I've learned, we started a new YouTube channel with that. Sort of, it's funny going back to day one, of the process and knowing what I know now, and like, hey, the team is the key. Like, having great people around you, obviously, any sports organization, any great business, it's how can we get really great people around us even sooner? And I think erring on sooner rather than later has been the right answer for that.
Well, and then I'd have to talk golf with you for a moment just because we're less than a month away from the Masters. I see Rory, Scotty Scheffler tied in the odds. They're both favorites. We have Scotty won it in 2022. Rory has yet to win the green jacket. What are your feelings on that?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to bet against those guys. I actually went, Ryan, last year to Augusta, went to the Masters for the first time. What a beautiful, it's one of those things in sports that you go to and it lives up to the expectations. You know, I don't know if you've been to different events or things before where it's like, yeah, sometimes in person it's whatever, but gosh, the Masters was it. I think Rory and Scotty are up there. It's hard to bet against a Jon Rahm. Like, gosh, is he a good player? I mean, Brooks Koepka's up there every single year. I think if I had to spread my money out amongst like four guys, those would probably be the top four.
And then, Eric, where can we find you all over the place on the web? Share with us your YouTube channels, your Instagram, where we can keep up with you and get involved.
Yeah, thanks, man. So Eric Cogorno, YouTube, Cogorno. That's where you can find all the golf stuff. That's a good place to start. We just started that personal development channel. That's called Lessons I've Learned as of now. Lessons I've Learned with Eric Cogorno. So that's on there. And you search my name, E-R-I-C-C-O-G-O-R-N-O, on any of the socials. We'd love to see you there.
Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. And best of luck with all you do.
Ryan, thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on.